हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् नमश्चण्डिकायै अथ एकादशोऽध्यायः सो 11th चाप्टर् देर् इस् अ स्तुति नारायणी स्तुतिः कम्स् एण्ड् देर् इस् अस् अ ध्यानश्लोक लेट् अस् रीड् फस्ट् बालर विद्युति मिंदु किरीटाम तुंग कुचाम नयन त्रय युक्ताम स्मेर मुखीम वरदांकुश पाशा भीतिकराम भज प्रभजे भुवनेशी We should not miss this day, Stuti. Because we have to namaskaram to her for having killed all the demons. Matthew text Shtiru. Nyan. Balaravidyuti.
I have over it, Swamiji, just now.
Okay. Balaravidyuti mindu kiritam. तुंग कुचाम नयन त्रय युक्ताम स्मेर मुखीम वरदांकुश पाशा भीतिकराम प्रभजे भुवनेशीम सो ओम बालर विद्युति मिंदु किरीटाम तुंग कुचाम नयन त्रय युक्ताम स्मेर मुखीम वरदांकुश पाशा भीतिकराम प्रभजे भुवनेशीम सो हियर प्रभजे मीन्स आई वर्शिप आई मेडिटेट Prabhaje, first person verb, therefore I meditate on Bhuvaneshi, Ishi, Bhuvanasi, Ishi, Bhuvaneshi, Ishaha, Ishi, the Lord of the universe, or you can say the Lord of the earth, Bhuvaneshwari. So I meditate on Bhuvaneshi. The God, the Lord of Earth, who is Bhuvaneshwari. And who is this Bhuvaneshwari? We say, Bala Ravi Duti, Bala Ravi Dutim. Dutihi means brilliance. Bala means young. Ravihi means son. So young son means early rising sun. Bala Ravihi means rising sun. So Bala Ravidyutihi means she who is effulgent like the rising sun. She who is effulgent like, she who is of the effulgence of the rising sun. Bala Ravidyutim. Then, Indu Kiritam. Indu Kirita. Indu who means moon. And Kiritam means diadem. Kiritam means diadem. But Kirita, she with the kiritam. Kiritam, diadem, crown. Indu kiritam, Induhu kiritam yasyaha. Sa Indu kirita. So she who has Induhu as her kiritam, diadem. Indu kirita. So Indu Kiritam, then Tunga Kucha. So Kuchaha means breast. Tunga Kucha. So she who is of big breasts. Then Nayana Traya Yukta. See, Nayanam, I. Trayam means a set of three. So Nayana Traya Yukta means she who is endowed with three eyes. Moonru Kangale Udayaval. She who is endowed with three eyes. Nayana Traya Yukta. So Bala Ravim, Bala Ravidyutim, adjective number one. Indu Kiritam, adjective number two. Tunga Kucham, adjective number three. Nayanatrayuktam, adjective number four. Then Smera Mukhim. Smera means smile. Mukham means mouth. Smera Mukhim means Mukham also means mouth and face also. So Smera Mukhi means the one with the smile on her face. Smeram Mukhe Yasyaha. Smeram Mukhe Yasyaha. Sa Smeram Mukhi. She who has smile on her face is Smeram Mukhi. Then, Varadankusha Pasha Bhitikaram. Varada Ankusha Pasha Abhitikara. Not Bhitikara, okay? Bhitikara. So, Varadam, Varada, Ankusha, Pasha, Abhiti, Karayoho, Yasyaha. Sa, Varada, Ankusha, Pasha, Bhitikara. Means she who has, she whose hands hold a show. The mudra, gesture. Gesture of granting boons. She whose hands show the gesture of granting boons. Varada. Ankusha, the curved sword. Pasha, noose. Then Abhitikara, again, the gesture of fearlessness. The gesture of granting fearlessness. So she who holds the gesture of granting boons in one hand, the gesture of granting fearlessness, the curved sword, the noose is called Varada Ankusha Pasha Abhitikara Devi. So these are all adjectives of the word Bhuvaneshi. So Bala Ravidyutim Indu Kiritam Tunga Kucham Nayanatraya Yuktam Smera Mukhim Varadankusha Pasha Bhitikaram. Six adjectives of the word Bhuvaneshi. And this Devi of this, these qualifications, I meditate upon. See, whenever the description is given, it's meant for upasanam only. Suppose to visualize upon Devi like this. Bala Ravidyutim Indu Kiritam Tunga Kucham Nayanatraya Yuktam Smera Mukhim Varadankusha Pasha Bhitikaram Prabhaje Bhuvaneshim. This for visualization. Then, Om Balara Vidyuti Mindu Kiritam Tunga Kucham Nayanatraya Yuktam Smera Mukhim Varadankusha Pasha Bhitikaram Prabhaje Bhuvaneshim. Om Rishi Ruvacha. Now Rishi tells, Devyahate Tatra Mahasurendre సేంద్రాసురావన్ని పురోగమాస్తాం దేవ్యాహతే తత్ర మహాసురేంద్రే సేంద్రాసురావన్ని పురోగమాస్తాం కాత్యాయనీం తుష్టువరిష్టలాభాద్ వికాశివక్త్రాబ్జ వికాశితాశాః దేవ్యాహతే తత్ర మహాసురేంద్రే సేంద్రాసురావన్ని పురోగమాస్తాం కాత్యాయనీం తుష్టువరిష్టలాభాద్ వికాశివక్త్రాబ్జ వికాశితాశాః. సో దేవ్య బై దేవి తత్ర ఇన్ దాట్ బ్యాటిల్ తత్ర మీన్స్ తస్మిన్ యుద్ధే వ్యాట్ర విత్ ఇన్ బ్యాకెట్ తత్ర దేర్ మీన్స్ వేర్ తస్మిన్ యుద్ధే ఇన్ దట్ బ్యాటిల్ మహాసురేంద్రే హతే ఓకే మహాసురేంద్రే హతే మహా అసుర ఇంద్ర మహాసుర ఇంద్ర మీన్స్ వాట్ that when that great king of demons and that great king of demons hate was killed. Repeatedly listening you'll get what you have said sati saptami now. Mahasurendre hate, when that great king of demons hate was killed by devi devya sendraha Sendraha means Sa Indraha. People of Indra. Then Vanni Purogamaha. So people who were with Indra. Vanni Purogamaha. Who are they? Vannihi means fire. Purogamaha means people who the other devatas who had Agni in the forefront. Vannihi puraha gacchati yesham. Te vanni purogamaha. So other devatas who had Agni, vanni in the forefront, they are vanni purogamaha. So sendraha, there's a group of devatas with Indra. A group of devatas with vanni, Agni. So mahendraha, vanni purogamaha, different devatas. Suraha. దేవాహ ఇష్టలాభాత్ ఇష్టలాభ మీన్స్ వాట్ లాభ మీన్స్ గెయిన్ గెయిన్ ఆఫ్ ది డిజైర్డ్ ఎండ్ ఇష్టలాభాత్ డ్యూ టు ద గెయిన్ ఆఫ్ ది డిజైర్డ్ గోల్ విరుంబపట్టదై అడైందదినాల్ విరుంబపట్టదినుడే అడైదలినాల్ ఇష్టలాభాత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది గెయిన్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూ టు ద గెయిన్ ఆఫ్ ద డిజైర్డ్ ఎండ్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ దిస్ డీమన్స్ వికాశిత సారీ నాట్ వికాశిత వికాశి వక్త్ర అబ్జ వికాశి వక్త్ర అబ్జ వికాసిత ఆశాః వికాశి వక్త్ర అబ్జ వికాసిత ఆశాః వాట్ డస్ మీన్ వికాశి మీన్స్ షైనింగ్ వక్త్ర మీన్స్ ఫేసెస్ అబ్జ లోటసెస్ వక్త్రాబ్జ లోటస్ ఫేసెస్ షైనింగ్ లోటస్ ఫేసెస్ వికాసిత ఆశాః వికాశిత వక్త్రాబ్జ షైనింగ్ ఫేస్ లోటస్ ఫేసెస్ వికాసిత ఆశాః సారీ వికాశి వక్త్రాబ్జ వికాసిత ఆశాః Okay, you have to note, make a note. Vikasita Ashaha. Asha here means direction. There's another word for direction. Can you believe? Asha means desire. But here the word Asha means not desire, direction. Vikasita Ashaha. I mean, those who have the directions illumined. So all these Sendraha, Vannipurogamaha, Deva, Suraha, all these Suraha Devas having Agni in the forefront, and also along who were with Indra, all of them, Ishtalabhate, due to the gain of their desired end, Vikashi Vaktrabja Vikasitashaha. With their faces, lotus faces, in fact, the lotus faces of moons, shining, with their shining lotus faces, with their shining lotus faces, made, illumined the directions, with their shining lotus faces, illumined all the directions, which means when the faces were bright, the faces of Devas being bright illumined all the directions, it seems. Okay? The face must be too bright. It illumined even the directions. So, Vikasita Ashaha means those who have got their directions illumined. Means what? Those who illumine their directions. How do they illumine? No torch that is required. If they walk, it is enough. Okay? So they have their faces, lotus faces, shining. All these Devas were with the shining lotus faces, which illumine all the directions. So Vikashi Vaktra Abja Vikasita Ashaha. And one more meaning also is there. See, their faces are likened to the lotuses. And not only that, also moons. Every face of every Deva was like the lotus face of moon. Can you believe? Not the soft like lotus, bright like moon. So Vikashi, that Shantisha, you have to make a note. The two Shas are there. Vikasa means illumining. Vikashi and Vikasa. Can you notice? Vikashi. Vikashi also means shining. See, Vikashi, Kash, Kash Dhatu. Okay, Kash na Prakashaha Vikashaha, same meaning. Kashaha means light. Vikashaha, Prakashaha means the same meaning. So, Vikashi Vaktra means shining faces. Okay, all these Devas, due to the gain of their desired end, had with their shining lotus faces, Vikashi Vaktra Abja, Vikasita Ashaha, with their shining lotus faces, they illumined all the directions, Vikasita Ashaha, Ashaha Vikasitaha Yesha Mukaihi. Vikasita means what? They illumined all the Vikasita Ashaha. Asha means direction. So Vikasita Ashaha. They illumined all the directions. Then Katyayanim Tushtubuhu. So all these Devas having Indra and Agni, Vanni in the forefront. Ishtalabhat, due to the accomplishment of the desired end, with their having the shining lotus faces, illumined the directions. Then, Katyayanim Tushtavuhu. Tushtavuhu means what? Stutavantaha. They praised Devi Katyayani. Devi known as Katyayani. Okay. Who is Katyayani? Katyayani is another name for Chandika. Katyayani is another name for Chandika. So, Tushtavuhu Stutavantaha. So, all these devas now they praise. See, if you want to be praised, some desired end, you have to help them accomplish some desired end, okay? Nobody will praise otherwise. This is the fact. Secret. Want to be praised? Fulfill others' wishes. That's all. Here are very important verses. Praise comes. It is a prayer. What we are doing now is a prayer by itself, Devi. Divay Puja. Devi Prapannarti Hare Prasida Prasida Matar Jagato Khilasya Prasida Vishveshwari Pahi Vishwam Twamishwari Devi Characharasya Devi Prapannarti Tihare prasida, prasida matar jagato khilasya, prasida vishveshwari pahi vishvam, twamishwari devi characharasya. Okay. Devi prapannarti hare prasida, prasida matar jagato khilasya, Prasida Vishveshwari Pahi Vishwam Twamishwari Devi Characharasya. So first verb is Prasida, Prasida, Prasida. You come across that word 3 times. Prasida. Prasida means may you shower thy grace. In fact, Prasida is a very expressive verb. One small verb it looks. Prasida means may you shower thy grace. Arul purivayaha. Confer thy grace. That is the meaning. Okay. Shower thy grace. Confer thy grace. In Tamil one word you can say arul puri. Arul purivayaha. Prasida. So now Devi. All the words are vocative, Casey. Devi means Devi Ikaranda Shabda. But in vocative case, Devi. Okay, Devi becomes Devi. Lakshmihi becomes Lakshmi in vocative case. So, Devi, Padmini. It should be short. In vocative case, Padmini. In nominative, Padmini. Okay, so, O Devi, Prapanna Artihare. Again, Prapanna Artihara. Nice name. Prapanna Artihara. Harati, Prapannasya. Prapannanam, Artim Harati iti Prapanna Artihara. She who removes the distress of those who surrender to her. Prapanna. Prapannaha means the one who has surrendered. Prapannanam of those who have surrendered. Artihara. Artihi distress. Hara remover. So she who removes the distress of those who surrender to her. So remover of the distress of those who surrender. Those who take refuge in her. So, Prapannartihara, nominative case. In vocative case, Oi he Prapannartihare. Ikaranta short Devi. Akaranta Sita, Gange, like that, Bine, like that, Prapannarthihare, O remover of distress of those, all those who surrendered to you. Prasida, having called Devi by two names, you put your appeal. What is Prasida? Please confer thy grace. Again, Prasida, Mataha, O mother. Again, Matra Shabda. Rikarantaha Stilingaha Matra Shabdaha. In nominative case, Mata. In vocative case, Mataha. Amataye. You want to say Mataha. Omam. Omam. And English, and the Urukka Varamatigla. Ma, Taye, Urugur, Tamil. English, we cannot Urugur Mudiyadilla. English. Omam. Abhina Varadu. And the bhavam varamudi matting is that is okay. Mataha, O mother, Taye, Prasida, may you confer thy grace. The next again, Vishveshwari. See, Vishveshwari, invocative case, Vishveshwari, ruler of the universe, Prasida. Please do confer thy grace. Devi, again, Characharasya Ishwari. Characharasya Ishwari, the Lord or the ruler of the world of mobile and immobile beings. Characharasya, Characharam means the universe of mobile and immobile beings, the universe of living and non-living things. Chara acharam, chara acharam. Chara acharasi Ishwari means the ruler or the lord of the world of mobile and immobile beings. Chara acharasi Ishwari, Tvam Vishwam Pahi. May you protect. Pahi is an imperative verb, second conjugation verb. Pahi. Protect Pahi, Dehi, Yehi. Only specifically second conjugation. That's why Tvam Vishwam Pahi. May you protect the universe. May you protect the world. May you Tvam Vishwam Pahi. Prapanchate Kapatrivayaha. This is all. That's all we have in the first verse. Nice verse. So Prasida. Akhilasya jagataha mataha prasida Vishveshwari prasida charat devi characharasya Ishwari tvam vishwam pahi. That's our prayer. May you protect the world. Apt prayer today, Nikki. These days. Next verse. Adhara bhuta jagatastvameka mahiswarupena yatasthitasi. Apam swarupasthitaya tvayaitat apyayate krishnamalanghyavirye adharabhuta jagatastvameka mahiswarupena yatasthitasi apam swarupasthitaya tvayaitat apyayate krishnamalanghyavirye Adharabhuta jagatastvameka mahiswarupena yatasthitasi apam swarupasthitaya tvayaitat apyayate krishnamalanghyavirye. Now, mahiswarupena, see, mahi means the earth, the world. Mahi Swarupena, in the form of this earth, Mahi Swarupena, in the form of the earth, Sthita Asi, Sthita Asi, you remain. Sthita Asi means Irkirai. You remain, O Devi, you remain in the form of the earth. Mahi Swarupena Sthita Asi. jagatah adharabhuta. So you are in the form of this world, mahi swarupena sthita asi, jagatah adhararupa, adharabhuta. See, adharabhuta means she who alone is in the form of the support of the universe. Tvam yeka, tvam yeka, tvam yekaha, tvam yeka. O Devi, you are the only support of this universe. See, adharaha means support. Adharabhuta means what? Adharamaha irikkindraval. See, O Devi, thou art the only support. Thou alone are in the form of the support of the universe. Jagataha adhara bhuta tvam yeka. Therefore, you are the only support of this universe. Therefore, you alone are in the form of the earth. Therefore, yataha comes. Yataha means because. You are in the form of the earth because you are the only support of this universe. Jagataha, sixth case. Jagataha adhara bhuta tam yeka. So you are asi. Asi you can take here also. Mahi swarupena sthita. You remain in the form of the earth. Yataha because you jagataha adhara bhuta asi tam yeka. You are the only support of this universe. Then alanghya virye. You are addressing Devi. Alanghya virye. See, langhyam is a potential passive participle. Langhyam. Langhyam means crossable. Alanghya means non-crossable. Alanghya virye. Alanghyam viryam yasyaha. Alanghya virya. Sa alanghya virya. Alanghya virya. In vocative case, alanghya virye. So alanghya virye. So she who is of non-challengeable strength, well, alangya virya, non-crossable strength, non-unchallengeable strength, alangya virya. So in vocative case, alangya virya, O, the one who is of the non-unchallengeable strength. Then, apam swarupasthitaya, apam swarupasthitaya. Up means water. Apam swarupasthitaya. Tvaya. Yetat krishnam api ay krishnam apyayate. See, yetat means this, krishnam universe. Yetat krishnam means this entire universe. Krishnam means entire. Yetat krishnam means this entire universe. Tvaya by you apyayate. Is gratified, means glorified. Is tvaya yetat krishnam apyayate, means by you this entire universe is gratified, glorified, apyayate. And by which sort of you? By you who is in the form of water. Apam swarupas thitaya twaya. Neer vadivile irikkinda tangalal iprapanchamanetum potrapadhirudu. Apam swarupas thitaya twaya. O Devi, by you who is in the form of water. Apam swarupasthitaya. Mean apam rupasthitaya. She who is in the form of the waters. By you who is in the form of waters. This entire universe is gratified, glorified. Apam swarupasthitaya. Apam is a positive plural. Swarupasthitaya twaya. By you. Who is in the form of, in the form of water. This entire universe is gratified, glorified. Okay. Mahi swarupena sthitasi. O Devi, you are in the form of this earth because, yataha because, tvam eka jagataha adharabhota asi. You are the only support of this entire universe. Alanghya virye, the one who is of non-challengeable, unchallengeable strength. Apam swarupasthitayatvaya etat kritsnam apyayate. This entire universe is pervaded, protected, gratified. The entire universe is gratified, glorified by you, gratified by you, who is in the form of water.
Swami, this when you chant this yatasthitam, how do you manage the swaru?
Yatasthita.
That's how you sing, yeah?
Yeah. You have to make visarga, always visarga preceding sakara must become another sakara.
Okay.
If what is following, no? If it is sa, so it is sa. If it is sha, it becomes sha. If it is sha, it becomes sha. It takes the following sibilant.
Adhara bhuta jagatas tvameka mahi swarupena yatas. Sthitasi, apam swarupasthitaya tvayaitat, apyayate kritsnam alanghya virye. Apyayate kritsnam alanghya virye.
Is one. The next.
Tvam vaishnavi shak.
So, this entire world is gratified by you who is in the form of water.
Apyayate tvam vaishnavi shaktir ananta virya. Tvam vaishnavi shaktir ananta virya.
Mean, the world becomes gratified because she is in the form of water. That you have to make a note.
Tvam vaishnavi shaktirananta virya vishvasya bijam paramasi maya sammohitam devi samastametat tvam vai prasanna bhuvi mukti hetuhu tvam vaishnavi shaktirananta virya vishvasya bijam paramasi maya sammohitam devi samastametat.
Where is Sarojini Amma? Where is that?
Sammohitam devi samastametat. Tvambai prasanna bhuvi mukti hetuhu. त्वं वैष्णवी शक्तिरनन्त वीर्या विश्वस्य बीजं परमासि माया सम्मोहितं देवि समस्तमेतत् त्वं वै प्रसन्ना भुवि मुक्तिहेतुः त्वं अनन्त वीर्या अनन्तं वीर्यं यस्याः सा अनन्त वीर्या So she who is of limitless prowess, limitless strength, she who is of limitless strength, O Devi, you are of the limitless strength. Tvam ananta virya. It is not vocative case, nominative case. You are of the infinite strength, limitless strength. Tvam ananta virya. Vaishnavi Shaktihi, you are the power of Vishnu. You are the power of Vishnu, known as Vaishnavi Shaktihi. Vishvasya Bijam, and you are the seed of, you are the root cause of the universe. You are the root cause of the universe. Vishvasya Bijam. So, Tvam, the Tvam should go everywhere. Tvam Ananta Virya, Vaishnavi Shaktihi, Vishvasya Bijam. You are the seed, the root cause of this universe. Parama Maya Asi. Parama Maya Asi. You are the exalted power called Maya. You are the exalted power called Maya. And Devi, again vocative case, Devi, Devi, O Devi, who is of the nature of effulgence, Olipurindiyavale, hey Devi, etat samastam, this entire means what? Universe. Samastam means jagat, you have to, it's implied. Etat samastam jagat, sammohitam, This entire universe has been sammohitam, means deluded. Etat samastam sammohitam. This entire universe is sammohitam, deluded. Tvam prasanna bhuvi, tvam prasanna You are pleased. Eta samastam jagat sammohitam. The entire universe has been deluded. Tvam prasanna, you are pleased. Bhuvi, in this word, bhuvi is a locative case of bhuhu. So bhuvi, in this universe. Mukti hetuhu, why? Why means it is well known. You are the only source of freedom. Mukti hetuhu. Muktihi freedom. Hetuhu source. So in this bhuvi, in this universe, in this world, you are the only source of freedom. Only source of liberation. Only source of mokshaha. And this is a well known fact that why implies, why means indeed. And this is well known that you are the only source of freedom, mukti hetu, in this world. Tvam prasanna means what? We have, it's understood. If you are pleased, you are the only source of freedom. If is implied. If you are pleased, you are the only source of freedom. So when we are in trouble, in bondage, we are not, Devi is not pleased with us. That's the meaning. So, Tvam Ananta Virya, O Devi, you are of infinite strength. Vaishnavi Shaktihi, you are the power of Vishnu known as Vaishnavi. You are Vishvasya Bijam, you are the very root cause of the universe, seed of the universe. Parama Maya Asi, you are the absolute, power called Maya. And you, O Devi of effulgence, for the one who is an effulgence, yet samastam sammohitam, his entire universe is deluded. Tvam prasanna, you are pleased. So you had to add, if you are pleased, Devi, bhuvi in this world, mukti hetuhu, tvam prasanna bhuvi mukti hetuhu. If you are pleased, you are the only source of liberation, freedom. Why? It is well known. Okay, next. Vidya samast, beautiful praises, glorifications. Vidya samastastava devi bheda, striya samasta sakala jagatsu. Vidya samastastava devi bheda, striya samasta sakala jagatsu. Tvayaikaya puritamambayaitat, kate stuti stavya paraparoktihi. Vidya samastastava devi bheda, striya samasta sakala jagatsu. Tvayaikaya puritamambayaitat, kate stuti stavya paraparoktihi. Vidya samastastava devi bheda, striya samasta sakala jagatsu. Tvayaikaya puritamambayaitat, kate stuti stavya paraparoktihi. We enjoy this portion because the sentences are clean and complete. So here, vidyaha samastaha means samastaha vidyaha. So all disciplines of knowledge, there are 18 disciplines of knowledge. We don't say 18 knowledges. Samastaha vidyaha means 18 disciplines of knowledge. 18 branches of knowledge, samastaha vidyaha, all disciplines of knowledge, O Devi, hey Devi. Again, Devi is a vocative case, short. Hey Devi, O Devi, samastaha vidyaha, all disciplines of knowledge. They say 18. Then, jagatsu. Sakalaha samastaha striyaha. Jagat means one world. Jagatsu, in all the worlds. Sakalaha. Sakalaha samastaha striyaha. So all women, all female powers. Samastaha striyaha means all female powers. Such as Brahmi, etc. Okay, all female powers. Or you can say powers only. All the powers are looked upon as personified as women. Okay. All powers. Samastaha striyaha. All powers such as Brahmi, etc. Endowed with sakalaha. Kala means art. Sakalaha endowed with. Ended with. All arts, art forms. Sakalaha means ended with all art forms. Please make a note. Sakalam does not mean all here, okay? Sakalaha means with kalas. So samastaha striyaha, all powers such as Brahmi, etc., along with all art forms. Means 64 kalas. Sakalaha means what now? Along, endowed with all 64 art forms. Sakalaha, along with all art forms, samastaha striyaha, all powers such as Brahmi, etc., obtaining in this world, jagatsu, jagatsu. So samastaha vidyaha, all disciplines of knowledge, 18 disciplines, jagatsu, on all the worlds, samastaha striyaha, sakalaha samastaha striyaha. So all powers along with all forms of all art forms, and along with all art forms, are endowed with all art forms, tava bedaha, they're all your own manifestations, your own aspects. They're all different manifestations of your own different aspects. Every kala, every art form, any discipline of knowledge, any power, anything, anywhere is what? All different aspects of the manifestations of Devi. So tava bedaha means your own manifestations, your own aspects. So samastaha vidyaha, jagatsu sakalaha, samastaha striyaha, sakalaha, be careful, sakalaha means endowed with. So all the powers endowed with different art forms, such as 64 art forms, all of them are their own manifestations of different aspects of their manifestations. Tava bedaha. Etat means again, etat prapanch, etat jagat, eshaha prapanchaha, etat, this universe. Ambaya tvaya ekaya. Ambaya tvaya ekaya. In amba tvam eka. Ambaya tvaya ekaya. By you, the only mother. Ambaya tvaya ekaya. By you, by mother, by only. Your ambaya tvaya ekaya means by you, the only mother. Puritam, filled. Etat means this universe. Ambaya tvaya ekaya puritam. This universe is filled by you, the only mother. What a beautiful glorifications. Then stavya para. Stavya para te stutihi. Apara uktihi ka. So stavya para means that which is to be absolutely glorified is tavya para. That which is to be absolutely glorified happens to be you. Stavya para means you are the one who is to be absolutely glorified. Therefore, te stutihi, your glorification, ka apara uktihi. So he says, is it different? So apara means other word, other expression. Ka apara ukti, where is the different expression? What is the different expression? Why? Because te stutihi, your glorification, and that which is to be absolutely glorified is one and the same. Stavyapara te stutihi. Apara uktihi ka means where is another word? Where is another expression? Where is another word? Why, what he wants to say here is there's no other word. Apara uktihi ka, where is another expression? There's no other expression. There's no other word. He says, all forms of knowledge, and this entire universe, and words of praise, everything is Devi. Therefore, there's nothing, the whole universe being Devi, all forms of knowledge being Devi, all forms of art forms being Devi. So any glorification is only after glorification of Devi only. There's no other object which deserves, there's no other second thing which deserves glorification, praise. Why? Everything is Devi only. All that is there is only Devi. Therefore, the one who glorifies, and the one who is to be glorified, and the glorification, there's no difference. Okay? The glorifier, the glorified, the glorification. Such a difference is not there. Why? Because everything is Devi here. The glorifier is Devi. Glorification is Devi. The glorified is also Devi. Why? Because all forms of knowledge is Devi. All forms of all art forms are also Devi. All powers also are Devi. And this entire universe is filled by Devis. Only by you. Only you. By you, the only mother. That is the expression we saw. That is the final tatparyam we need to get here. Okay. Now I'm moving on to the next verse.
Sarvabhutaya da devi swargamukti pradayini tvam stuta stuta ekava bhavantu paramoktayah. Sarvabhutaya da devi swargamukti pradayini tvam stuta stuta ekava bhavantu paramoktayah. Sarvabhutaya da devi swargamukti pradayini tvam stuta stuta ekava bhavantu paramoktayah. Sarvabhutaya da devi swargamukti pradayini tvam stuta stuta ekava bhavantu paramoktayah.
So here, tvam sarvabhuta. Tvam sarvabhuta. Sarvabhuta means you are in the form of everything. You are of the form of all. You are of the form of all, or you are in the form of everything. Sarvabhuta, yellavumaga irukkindraval. Sarvaswarupini, you are of the form of everything. You alone are in the form of everything. Tvam sarvabhuta. Then, And you are the, you can say, you are the very existence of everything. Therefore, you are in the hum of everything. Devi. Now, this Devi is not vocative case. Devi, Sarvabhuta. Then, Devi. You are Devi. Tvam Sarvabhuta, then Tvam Devi. The Tvam should go with Devi also again. Devi means you are of the nature of effulgence. Devaha, masculine. Devi, feminine. You are of the nature of effulgence. Why? Divyati iti Devi. Vilangukindraval. You are of the nature of effulgence. You are in the form of everything. Or you are the, you are of the nature of everything. You are of the nature of existence of everything. Then, Swarga Mukti Pradayini. You all can make out the meaning. Swarga Mukti Pradayini. The Kannada. Swarga Mukti Pradayini. All nominative case. You are the bestower of heaven and freedom. Swarga Mukti Pradayini. You are the bestower of heaven and freedom. உங்களுக்கே புரியுது. Then யதாஸ்துதா, when you are praised, யதாஸ்துதா, ஸ்துதா is a participle, no? Past passive participle. யதாஸ்துதா, when you are praised, when you were praised, when you were praised, ஸ்துதயே, ஸ்துதயே, ஸ்துதிஹி, see, ஸ்துதிஹி is the noun. ஸ்துதிஹி means praise, glorification. ஸ்துதயே means for praising, for glorifying. ஸ்துதயே is the fourth case of ஸ்துதிஹி. See, when you are praised, when you were praised, stutaye, for praising, paramoktayaha, parama uktayaha. Uktihi means expression. Parama uktihi, uktihi ukti uktayaha, expressions. Paramoktayaha, the exalted expressions. Kaha va bhavantu. What will be? Kaha is a plural, plural question word. Kaha na yavehal. So because uktayaha is a plural word. Kaha uktayaha. Paramoktayaha va bhavantu. Kaha uktayaha. Paramoktayaha bhavantu. Means, which all, what all expressions will be exalted ones to praise you or for praising you, for praising. What all will be the exalted expressions for praising you? Then these expressions, and then these expressions, what are they? Tvam Sarvabhuta, Devi, Swargamukti Pradayini. Okay, he says, what all will be the expressions, what all will be the exalted expressions for praising you? Then these expressions. அது இந்த சொற்களை காட்டிலும் வேறு என்ன சொற்கள் இருக்க முடியும்? தம் சர்வபூதா மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங். யூ ஆர் தேவி, யூ ஆர் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜன்ஸ், Swargamukti Pradayini. You are the bestower of heaven and freedom. You are the bestower of both Kramamuktihi and Nityamukti, Sadyamuktihi. Yada Stuta, when you are praised, Stutaye, see, Yada Stuta, when you are praised, to praise you, what all will be the exalted expressions than this? Is it clear? See, when we happen to praise you, O Devi, see, when we happen to praise you, what all will be the expressions, exalt expressions to praise you than this? Idhe evadu solla mudiyuma? It means these are the only expression we can use to praise him. Okay. With all glorifications, now we have to start this namaskaram. Namaskaram. Radhanji, come and join us for namaskaram.
Sarvasya buddhi rupena janasya hridi samsthite swarga pavargade devi narayani namostute.
Now here, this line would be repeated. Namaha astute. Namaha, salutations. Astu, let there be. Namaha astu, let there be salutation. Te, unto you. Te is a both cases. Te means possessive case. Te also means fourth case. So te unakku unnudaya. For both you have this expression te. So here should take this te fourth case. Namaha astu te. This expression namaha will always go with the fourth case only. So te namaha astu, let there be salutation unto you. And you're calling Devi, Narayani, Devi. So all vocative cases, Narayani, O Narayani, hey Devi, let there be salutations unto you. Devi, sarvasya janasya hridi, sarvasya janasya hridi, in the heart of all people, sarvasya janasya hridi means what? In the heart of all people, buddhi rupena samsthite. Samsthita means she who is in the form of the very intelligence. Samsthite means what? O Devi, who is in the form of intellect. Intelligence, who is name of intelligence in the mind of all the people, who is in the form of the intelligence in the minds of all the people. Evocative case is what? Sarvasya janasya hridi buddhi rupena samsthite. Evocative case. Hey Devi, number one evocative case. Sarvasya janasya hridi buddhi rupena samsthite. Second addressing. Swarga apavargada. Swargam apavarganja dadati iti swargapavargada. Swargaha heaven, apavargaha mokshaha. Swargam dadati, apavargam dadati. Swargaha heaven, apavargaha mokshaha. So bestower of heaven and freedom, bestower of temporary freedom, absolute freedom. Therefore, swarga apavargada, swarga apavargada, swarga apavargade. O bestower of heaven and freedom, Narayani, O Narayani, te namaha astu. See, all the words are in vocative case. And calling here, finally you say what? Salutations unto you. Te namaha astu. Let there be some namaskaram, salutation unto you. But before you are calling her, hey Devi, sarvasya janasya hridi buddhi rupena samsthite, swargapavargade Narayani. See, swargatthayum apavargatthayum kodukkindravale, invocative case, swargapavargade. samsthita, samsthite, not locative case, vocative. Don't forget. எல்லோருடைய மனதிலும் புத்தியாக இருக்கின்றவளே, சொர்க்கத்தையும் அபவர்க்கத்தையும் கொடுக்கின்றவளே, நாராயணியே, தேவியே, உமக்கு நமஸ்காரம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் பினாஜி? ஹே தேவி, சர்வசிய ஜனசிய ஹிருதி புத்தி ரூபேண சம்ஸ்திதே. செகண்ட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன், ஸ்வர்காபவர்கதே. தேர்ட், நாராயணி, யூ கால் ஹர் பை ஃபோர் நேம்ஸ். Then you say what? Te namaha astu. Let there be salutations unto you. So Narayani and Katyayani, Chandika, all the three names mean the same. Now here we are going to have 16 verses from here. Okay? We have covered only one today. Next. Kala kashtadi rupena பரிணாம பிரதாயினி விஸ்வஸ்யோபரதோ சக்தே நாராயணி நமோஸ்துதே. கலாகாஷ்டாதி ரூபேண பரிணாம பிரதாயினி விஸ்வஸ்யோபரதோ சக்தே நாராயணி நமோஸ்துதே. அகைன் நாராயண் நமஹ அஸ்துதே. நமஹ சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ், அஸ்து லெட் தேர் பி டு தே டு யூ. அண்ட் அட்ரஸிங் வாட்? நாராயணி சக்தே விஸ்வஸ்ய உபரதௌ கலா காஷ்டாதி ரூபேண பரிணாம பிரதாயினி. ஒன் லைன், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் யூ சே விஸ்வஸ்ய விஸ்வஸ்ய பரிணாம பிரதாயினி. சி, பரிணாமஹா மீன்ஸ் எவல்யூஷன், பிரதாயினி பெஸ்ட் ஓவர். பிரதாயினி நாமினேட்டிவ், இன் வோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ் பிரேக் ஷார்ட் பிரதாயினி. ஆல் ஈகாராந்த சப்தாஸ் பிகம் ஷார்ட் இன் வோகேட்டிவ் கேஸ். பரிணாம பிரதாயினி மீன்ஸ் ஷீ ஹூ ஷீ த பெஸ்ட் ஓவர் ஆஃப் தி எவல்யூஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். மீன்ஸ் பெஸ்ட் ஓவர் ஆஃப் தி எவல்யூஷன் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? She who contributes for the evolution of the universe. Parinama Pradayini. Vishvasya Parinama Pradayini. So, oh, bestower of the evolution of this universe. Parinamaha evolution. Pradayini. Pradayini bestower. So, O bestower of the evolution of this universe, Vishvasya Parinama Pradayini. Then, Uparatau. See, Uparatihi. Uparatihi means resolution. Uparatihi, resolution, withdrawing. Uparatau, in resolving the universe. Literally locative case. So, Shakti Narayani. O Narayani, Shakti, Shaktihi is what? Power. The power of resolving this resolution of this universe. Or you, O the one capable of resolving this universe. Capable of resolving this universe. So, uparatau shakte means, uparatihi means resolving dissolution. So, shakti narayani, O mother narayani, O power of resolution of a dissolution of this universe. So, Devi is the bestower of the evolution of the universe. And she is the dissolution, source of dissolution also. The only source of evolution and dissolution of the universe. That's why, Uparatau Shakti. again vocative case, then only power of dissolution of the universe. Oh, the only power of dissolution of the universe. Uparato shakte narayani te namaha astu. Salutations unto you. Oh, one more thing is that kala kashtadi rupena. I left it at that word. Kala kashtadi rupena. See, kala kashta adi rupena. See, kala and kashta are two expressions of time factor. Kala kashta adi, kala kashta adi rupena. So in the form of time factor, in the form of divisions of time factor, in the form of divisions of time factor, such as kala, kashta, etc. She who contributes for the evolution of the universe. Kala, kashta, adi rupena vishvasya parinama pradayini. So she who is the source of evolution of the universe in the form of the divisions of time factor, such as kala, kashta, etc. And she who is the only source of dissolution also. Uparatau shakte. Then O. These are all vocative cases. Then you say Narayani te namaha astu. Finished. Let me know when you want me to stop, I'll stop, okay?
That means can you explain that kala kashta? Why? Yeah, yeah. How it is a time factor digit?
Yeah, no. There are too many divisions of the kala. Different. See, the time is divided into kala, kashta, etc. Okay, kala, kashta, the names, I'll explain to you again. But timing, if you can take it as kala and kashta, etc., the divisions in time. Divisions of time, kala. I have to, that's just time, I'm giving you the word meaning. See, the time is divided into like kala, kashta, etc.
Okay, Swami.
Okay, kala is one division. Okay, kala is one division. You can say space of time. Kalaha, you say. The kala also is one division of time. Not kalaha. Kala is one division of kala. Okay. And then we also have kashta. Kala kashta.
Not kashta is wood or stick.
No, not that kashta. Kashta means wood is a different thing, but this is a kashta, isn't it? This kashta is another division in time division.
Awesome.
Okay. See, kala kashta adi. Kala kashta adi, kala kashta adi, rupena. So in the form of divisions in time, such as kala kashta, etc., she who is the source of evolution. See, Dakshinamurti Sattva explained how time and space contribute for the evolution of the universe.
If you fall asleep, know what, time and space disappears. Everything becomes one. Time and space alone divide everything, expands, spreads out everything. Remove time and space, everything will become one. Amazing that is. But time is mithya. It's a very amazing fact. Anyway, so kala kashtadi rupena parinama pradayini. Vishvasya uparatau. So vishvasya kala kashtadi rupena vishvasya parinama pradayini. So she is the only source of evolution of the universe in the form of divisions in time such as kala, kasta, etc. Just a time factor. You don't need to know every detail. Then she is the only source of dissolution also. Uparatau shakte. Unto you salutations, O Narayani. That's the way. Is it clear? Okay.
Said Uparatau is seventh case, so many?
Yes. Uparatihi. Uparatau shakte means the source of dissolution. So seventh case given since the sixth case. Shaktihi means the source and the power of dissolution. See, evolution and dissolution, devolution also doesn't happen outside of Devi.
Okay.
Nice word, meaning it is. Is it clear?
All right. Thank you.
So Vishvasya Uparatau Shaktihi Chi. You can say Uparati Shakti. Make it compound word also. Uparati Shakti. But we can separating it. Uparatau Shakti. Then Kala Kashta Parinama Pradayini. Nice. What he wants to say, Devi is the only source of evolution and dissolution. So, salutations unto you, Narayani, Te Namaha Astu. We'll do one verse and stop, okay? It is too much for you. Sarva Mangala Mangalye, Shive Sarvartha Sadhike, Sharanye Trambake Gauri, Narayani Namostute. Sarva Mangala Mangalye, Shive Sarvartha Sadhike, Sharanye Trambake Gauri, Narayani Namostute. It's very Ashtami, my nice day. That is why I want to do this. At least one sloka we should do. If you don't mind, we can do tomorrow also this one. Only tomorrow we can leave otherwise. I have to wait for otherwise Friday. Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Charanye Trembake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Again, te namaha astu, same meaning. Let there be salutation to you means salutations unto you. But unto you means what? Okay, you have to address Devi. Shive, Shiva, nominative. Shivaha, masculine. Shiva, feminine, nominative case. Shive means, oh, auspicious Devi, oh, the source of auspiciousness. Means the best over of auspiciousness. Shive. Sarva artha sadhike. Sarva artha sadhika. So, she who accomplishes, she who the enabler of accomplishment of all ends. Sarva artha sadhika. Sarvan arthan sadhayati. Sarva artha sadhika. So, yella vidamana karyangalium sadhikthu kodupaval. Sarva artha sadhika means she who alone makes us accomplish everything. She who alone enables the accomplishment of all ends. Sarva artha sadhika. Invocative case, Sarvartha Sadhike, O Devi, the only
enabler of accomplishment of all our ends. Sharanya, nominative. Sharanye, vocative case. Sharanya means the source of refuge. The only source of refuge. Sharanye, the only source of refuge. Sharan puhat tahundavale. Then, Tembake, Tembaka, three-eyed Devi. Tembake, moonru kangalai udayavale. Three-eyed Devi. The only source of refuge. The only enabler of all accomplishment of all ends. The only source of auspiciousness. Shive, sarvartha sadike, Sharanye, Trembake, Gauri. The Kupunu Deviya. How can she not? How will not she listen here? One name na kekam poyiru. Oh, kuptingla, kekliye, abdinna. Anjara kupta, how can she say no? She cannot say no, I didn't hear. She is deaf for what? She will listen. So, Gauri. Gauri means what? See, Girihi means mountain. Hima means gold. And Himalayaha, Hima means snow also. Hema means gold. You know that? Hema, gold, Hima, snow. And here Gauri means the daughter of Giri. The daughter of the mountain for Gauri. But another meaning is she who is of the golden complexion. Means she who is of the nature of effulgence. That's all. She who is essentially of the nature of effulgence. Therefore, Gauri. There's so many words in Sanskrit for gold also. So Gauri means daughter of mountain, Giri, Gauri. Gauri also vocative case, short Gauri. Malay Mahale. One man can say, otherwise you can say, the one who is of golden complexion, Narayani, Chat Narayani. Te said, Namaha Astu, salutations unto you. Srishti Sthiti Vinashanam, Shakti Bhute Sanatani. I'll definitely stop with this. Gunashraye Gunamaye, Narayani Namostute. Srishti Sthiti Vinashanam Shakti Bhute Sanatani Guna Ashraye Agunamaye. Had to break it. Agunamaye Narayani Namostute. Shakti Bhute means she who is the mom of very power. Very potency. And Sanatani. Sanatani means she who is everlasting. Sanatani. And vocative case Sanatani. The source of all energy. All power. And Sanatani. The one who is of the nature of everlasting. The indestructible nature. Guna Ashraya. Ashraya means the abode of all three gunas. Sattvajas tamo guna. Guna ashraya, the abode of all gunas. As she who is centered with all gunas. Agunamaya. She is endowed with gunas, but she who is free from the modifications of gunas. Agunamaya means gunamaya, so guna ashraya. She who is endowed with the gunas. No. She who is the source of all gunas. But she who is free from the modifications of gunas. Then Narayani Te Namaha Astu. Nice verse. One more thing, important thing. Srishti Sthiti Vinashanam Shakti Bhuta. Here, take it. The only source of Srishtihi creation the only source of the power of creation, srishtihi, sthitihi, sustenance, vinashaha, dissolution. She who is the only power of the source of creation, the power of the creation, sustenance and dissolution. Srishti, sthiti, vinashaha. Of all the three vinashanam, srishti, sthiti, vinashanam, shakti bhuta. She who is, the only source, the power of creation, sustenance and dissolution. Padettal, kaattal, aittal, ahiya moondrinudi shakti aagum irikkindravale. Sanatani, absolutely indestructible, everlasting. O gunashraye, the source of all powers, abode of all powers. Agunamaye, the one who is free from the modifications of gunas. Narayani, he Narayani. Namaha astu te. Salutations unto you. I think I'll stop here. Okay, I want to take more time to explain the following verse.
How to, how to take it as agunamaye?
Agunamaye. Gunaha. Gunaha. Yasyam na santi. See, gunaha. See, yasyam na santi means, it's like asking. See, ocean is in water, but water is not in the ocean, isn't it? See, she is, where do the gunas exist? Gunas do not have existence outside of Devi. But Devi herself is free from gunas. See, the gunas cannot exist outside of Devi. Isn't it? Gunas enjoy their existence in Devi only.
Mm.
At the same time, Devi is free from gunas.
That's okay, Swamini. My question was how to read it as agunamaye.
Yeah, no. When you're chanting, you don't need to break it. Gunashraye, gunamaye. And Purupasandhi, isn't it? You have to ask you. That's why you not break it there. You can't, gunashraye, gunamaye. You cannot break it. That is why chanting I'm very keen. Gunashraye, gunamaye. You can't have breath there. You can't say gunashraye, gunamaye. No. Gunashraye, gunamaye.
Okay.
Chanting is that akara becomes silent because purukshandi. Otherwise, when you're breaking for the meaning, gunashraya, agunamaya.
Mm-hmm.
It will be very nice, vital, isn't it?
Okay, so.
It's very, very beautiful, this one. Because it will help really when you Sanskrit learn Yavtapur. All vocative case words like how you can remember. Anyway, tomorrow we'll do.
Okay.
Tomorrow, if it's convenient, let me know. Then we can do the class tomorrow. At least we can finish Namostute tomorrow. Nice to. Only because towards the end, because it'd be nice if I can, in case I get sudden flight something. Then I want to finish before I leave from Kerala, sir. Because I started this place, you see. I don't know. I'm actually hoping to get the flight. 1st September, they said, Thiru, I cannot go to Canada. It seems I need to have a Canada visa to enter.
Shanti.
Matthew, are you able to try? Are you able to do?